Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Happiness Hangout Podcast. I'm Katie, a mindset coach, here to help you shift your mindset, align with your dreams, and create a life that you love. We'll dive into personal growth, manifesting, and everything you need to level up. Thanks for hanging out, and let's get started. Anxiety is something that we all feel at some point, whether it's triggered by uncertainty, overwhelming circumstances, or even just things we can't fully name. It really has a way of making us feel stuck. But what if I told you that there's a way to navigate anxiety, not by avoiding it, but by understanding it and using it as a tool for growth? With the fires going on in Los Angeles, I honestly spent most of last week very anxious and feeling fully consumed by it, and still feeling that a little bit right now. But whether you're dealing with that or there's any other thing that is making you feel anxious, I think this episode is going to be very helpful because we're going to be diving in to 6 practical steps to help ease anxiety. These are simple, actionable strategies to help you feel grounded, in control, and empowered no matter what life throws your way. And the first step is to really acknowledge it and understand the feeling that you're feeling, because so often we are just trying to push this feeling away. We're like, I don't want to feel this. I'm not identifying with this. But when we avoid it, it ends up becoming a lot bigger and it becomes something that we're not really sure how to navigate it. So when you are able to acknowledge it and pause for a second and name it and say to yourself, hey, listen, like, I feel anxious right now, this is just an acknowledgement that can reduce the intensity of the emotion because you're no longer resisting it. And this can really go into any feeling you're feeling. So if you're feeling sad about something, if you're feeling stressed about something, if you're feeling just like any negative feeling that you're feeling, the more that you resist it, the more that it is going to come up. And so when you just acknowledge it and remember that anxiety is a normal human response and there's nothing wrong with you feeling it, this is going to be a big game changer. And just remembering that this is just your body trying to tell you something. The next step is to find the source and really identify what's triggering your anxiety. And so take a moment and just reflect on it. Like, what is causing this feeling? Is it what's going on in your external environment? Is it a deadline? Is it a conversation you're dreading? Or maybe it's just a bunch of things that are adding up. But really understanding where the source of anxiety is coming from gives you clarity and allows you to address it head on. And so for me, with the fires and everything going on, I'm like, okay, these are the things that are making me anxious about this. And obviously there's sadness for others going on in this. There's just the unimaginable feeling of people losing their homes and the anxiety of, okay, what's to come. But being able to be like, okay, these are the things that are making me anxious. And these are things that I'm doing right now that is making me even more anxious, like constantly checking the news and all that stuff. It's really helpful to identify what it is so that you can really be like, okay, how can I navigate it from there? And sometimes you might not be able to even pinpoint the exact reason, and that's okay too. Just being curious about what might be contributing to this anxiety can be super helpful. The third step is to focus on what you can control. So shift your focus to areas where you have influence, because anxiety often stems from uncertainty or worrying about things that are really outside of our control. And trust me, I get this because it is so, so frustrating when you just can't control things and you're like, I don't know what to do. Like, all these things are out of my control. And when you are focusing on that, that just expands. And so instead, I want you to ask yourself, what can I do right now? And this might be as simple as making a to-do list, taking a deep breath, or even deciding to take a break. And so for me, with all the fires and everything going on, this has been me donating, helping where I can, and just checking in on others, and then also just being prepared and being like, you know what, those are the things that are in my control. I'm going to focus on those things rather than everything that I can, because focusing on what is in your hands helps you reclaim your power and reduce that overwhelming feeling. And it is also just trusting that things will work out in the end. And no matter how frustrating what you're going through is, like, there is always going to be light at the end of the tunnel. There's always light after darkness. There's always rainbows after storms. And I know that sometimes what you're going through feels very dark. It feels like it is never ending, but there is always light coming after it. The fourth step is to limit your inputs. So reduce exposure to those things that amplify your anxiety, whether that is constantly checking social media, the news, or even just having certain conversations. Identify what is making your anxiety worse and set boundaries. So if you realize that, okay, every time I talk to this person about something that is making me more anxious, you are allowed to tell that person and be like, hey, honestly, this conversation is making me a little bit more anxious. Can we talk about something else? Or if you know that you checking the news 24/7 and going on social media 24/7 is causing you more anxiety, you are allowed to limit that. And you know, you don't need to consume everything all the time. You are allowed to give yourself permission to unplug. And I think so often we find self-care as selfish, but it is actually the least selfish thing that you can do, because when you are able to fill your own cup, when you are taking care of yourself, you're also able to give more to others. So what I personally do is create a list of things that can replace those inputs instead. So maybe it is watching a TV show that distracts me. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's calling a friend. And so just replacing those negative things that are coming into your life with something a little bit more positive or a little better of a distraction, because it is so difficult to be having two distinct thoughts at once. So if you're replacing the negative thinking, the negative thoughts with something else, your focus will shift there. And even a small little tiny break from overstimulating inputs can create a noticeable shift in your emotional state. And you do not need to be constantly putting yourself through these negative emotions and through these things that you can't control. Step number 5 is use your energy productively. So channel your anxiety into action or creativity. And again, like, this is just focusing on things that you can control, because anxiety is energy. And obviously it might not be energy that you want to experience, but it is your body preparing you to take action. So instead of letting that energy and using that energy to spiral into worry, use it to do something productive. So go for a walk, organize your space, journal, volunteer, or work on a project that you've been putting off. Because again, this is just energy that you are allowed to redirect. And by redirecting this energy, you're not only easing anxiety, but you're also turning it into something positive and meaningful. And that is something that is in your control. The sixth step is to practice self-compassion and be kind to yourself as you navigate these anxious moments. It is so easy to get frustrated with yourself when you're feeling anxious, to even just feel guilty about feeling this way, being like, you know what, like, I'm not allowed to feel this way because other people have it worse, or I'm not allowed to feel anxious. There's no time for this. But you are a human being, and it is so important to remember that, because you have feelings. Like, you're human. Things are going to come up for you. You're going to feel certain ways, and you are allowed to feel that. So talk to yourself as you would a close friend. You wouldn't look at your friend and think to them, wow, I can't believe you're anxious about this situation. That's pathetic. Like, you're not allowed to feel this way. You would listen to them with patience, with understanding and encouragement, and you deserve to look at yourself that exact same way. And sometimes all you need to is this reminder that this feeling is temporary and you are doing the best that you can. And again, I want to emphasize that self-care is not selfish. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. It is the same way that when you're on a plane, they tell you to put on, in case of an emergency, they tell you to put on your oxygen mask before you put on someone else's so that you can help them. So if you are not taking care of yourself, if you are not making sure that you are okay, then you are not going to be able to help others and make sure that they are okay. And then I quickly wanted to just end this off with a little recap of the 6 steps. So the first one is to acknowledge your anxiety, understand why you're feeling this way, and then find the source. Number 3 is focus on what you can control. Number 4 is limit the inputs that are causing anxiety. Number 5 is channel the energy productively. I don't know why I can't talk today. And then number 6 is practice self-compassion. And just remember that anxiety does not have to control you. By really hearing it out, by breaking it down into these manageable steps, you can navigate it with grace and ease. And just remember that No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Anxiety is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define your ability to thrive. You can choose to see it as something that can make you productive, and you can use that energy into something that is more beautiful. I'm sending you so much love and light. If you found this helpful, share it with someone who might need it today, and we will chat in the next episode.